You jolly well said so when you took a look at that map. Matter of fact, you were the chap who said he knew exactly where we were. So if there's land over that way, there must be scoff of some kind. Even a duffer could figure that out. What?
Sagax exchanged glances with the sea otter and shrugged.
He's right, of course. We're in no great hurry. Why don't we sail over that way and take a look? No harm done.
Kruver shaded his eyes, peering at the watery horizon.
I never said I knowed exactly where we were. I'm just making a rough guess. But the coast is to our starboard side. I'm game to take a chance if you are, mates.
Skerm immediately began spouting nautical nonsense.
Billy, then, me hearties, and all that sort of bilge scuttle, lower your jolly old main watsits and turn the thingy-o handle, trim up those sails, doodle me dads, and set course for dry land and boatloads of scoff, what?
After an hour of heading due east, they were rewarded by the sight of a thin grey strip on the horizon. Sagax was first to see it.
You were right, Kruver. Looks like land to me. Do you have any idea what part of the coast it is?
Studying the chart, the otter shook his head.
Don't see any hills sticking up or clear landmarks. Could be anywheres. But like you say, mate, 'tis land.
After a deal of tacking against an ongoing tide, they felt the stopdog's keel scrape sand. It was early noon. Sagax leaped over, landing waist-deep in the sea. Throwing the bow rope over his shoulder, he began pulling the vessel closer to shore. Kruver jumped in to assist him, but Skerm went aft and sat playing with the tiller.
No need for three of us to get our paws soaking wet, what? You chaps are doing a splendid job there. I'll stay back here and keep the jolly old mast straight.
Kruver smiled as he called back.
Tain't a mast. That's a tiller, and 'twill look after itself. Now get your paws wet. Seawater's good for 'em.
Skerm's reply was punctuated by a snort of derision.
And get eaten by some hungry shark? Sir, my parents didn't rear this charming creature to have him end up as a fish's dinner. Indeed not.
He waited until they were level with the beach before making a sprightly hop onto the sand, pulling a face.
Yuck! Pretty damp around here, ain't it? Have to watch I don't catch a chill. Righto, lead on, shore party chaps.
Kruver found a broken spar of driftwood on the tide line. Taking a sea-smooth boulder on the lee side of the tide line and tied the rope to it.
That should hold her till we return. Right, let's take the lay of the land and see what's what.
They had landed on a broad beach of grey sand, dotted with areas of shingle.